The fighter is on her way. Do we have somebody by the name of the fighter?
Yeah.
It's Honorable Luchungu, ne? On her way. I know everybody. Where's Honorable Sisi? You did not get. Where? She must apologize through the right channel. The apology must be this side so that we can note. Apology. Take that in order, honorable members.
Yes, sir.
Where is Honorable Mapena? And
Chair, I believe he's running late due to flight and traffic issues. So if you would allow him to join when he arrives, I'll be grateful. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Because of you, I will take that approach. Honorable members, you are heartily welcome to this meeting of the 15th of October, 2019, 10 o'clock. We will be dealing with three sets of minutes. That is the minutes of the 17th of September, 2019, and the minutes of the 8th of October, and lastly the minutes of the 9th of October. Do we all have those sets of minutes? Yes, 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 yes. You're welcome, Honorable Mapena. Unfortunately, we couldn't wait for you, but we received your apology. And then we shall have to agree that we may create space for final consideration and adoption of the committee's budget review and recommendation report on Thursday, 13:00 to 13:45, so that we also give you an opportunity to go and consult, and so that when we adopt, members have had sufficient time to consult their caucuses and whoever they need to consult. And let's change the culture of people who adopt without mandates. If we agree, so be it. Are we agreed? Agreed? Agreed. Right. Minutes of the 17th of September. Can we deal with those minutes? You are welcome, Honorable Luchung. Corrections? Honorable Mani.
Thank you, Chair. I received these packages yesterday, and yesterday is our constituency day. So I personally had little time to go through them, and I'm always wary of
adopting something I didn't read. So I'm wondering if we could maybe, depending on the process procedure, we could start with the substantive matter of today, the recommendation, and then if time allows towards the end, we can give each other some time just to browse through these minutes before we adopt them. I know that request is very, very biased because I'm looking at my circumstances. If colleagues have read them, I would not have a problem going through them. Thank you, Chair.
The 80s. Have we read the minutes, colleagues? Yes, sir.
Chair, I am supporting the position as I also didn't have time to go through the minutes of proceed rather with the budgetary review and recommendations and then go back to the minutes.
Agreed. Thank you very much. The proposal is agreed to. So the majority says we must go to budget review and recommendation. Can we then do that? You want us to go page by page, or you want us to deal with the recommendations? Honorable Manu.
Chair, thank you again for the opportunity. I would request through you, Chair, that maybe, especially those of us who are going through this process for the first time, try to understand what the process is. The reason I'm saying so is that I did have an opportunity to go through it. I made a lot of observations. However, if you go to the recommendations again, as you suggest, it might be a position we take that let's leave the narrative. It wouldn't make a difference. Let's rather focus on the recommendations. However, on the narrative, some things that are there, if we don't agree with them, it's a reflection of the whole committee that is there. So we would really abide by your guidance, but if you were to ask me what would be the proposal or what do I feel like, I would say maybe we go through it page by page without going through word by word. We browse through per subject matter and say, okay, we are on this thing, are there any issues, and so forth. It might be time consuming, hence I'm subjecting myself to your direction in my introduction. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, members, page one, do we have anything to change? I will be strict. If I pass page one, don't take me back, please. Honorable Ramadan.
Thank you. I agree going to by page, but I would also suggest that if there are issues for emphasis, go to the system as well. You can just see the issues that are important on that thing that must be also, even if there are recommendations.
Page two. Yes, I've heard you, honorable member. Page two. Three. Four. Page four. Yeah, okay. Page 5. Are you there, Honorable Mangu?
I'm almost there, yeah, I'm with you, Chair.
Thank you. Page 6.
Thank you.
7. Advocate.
Just to highlight for page 7 up to 9, is a depiction of the delivery agreement that the former minister signed, because the current annual report of the department did not have this information in it. So they haven't reported on whether or not the minister signed another agreement, which is different to what is in the APPs and the previous strategic plans. So just under that table, we indicated where this table was taken from.
Page, you have summarized up until page 9, page 8, 9, in. Elf. Honorable Man.
Chair, thank you. 11 into 12 on the challenges. Maybe before I raise what might not be an issue, is that just to understand what are we trying to achieve here. We are presenting the challenges as they are or as they were presented. For instance, if you look at the integrated transport planning, it says there are no challenges. But if you go to the budget and the issues that were raised in the financial year under review, I had picked up some issues, just that trying to juggle through these many things now is a bit of a mission. Hence my first question to say, what behind it at the end of the year, or are we just lifting it? Because if we are just lifting it to put it out there, I will be fine with that. But if we want to stand by saying there were non-challenges, as an example, we need to be sure that there were really no challenges in that year. Thank you, Chair.
I hope I'm making sense.
Yes, you are. You want to respond, Advocate?
Members, this section 2.1.3 is the challenges on achieving the targets as presented by the department in their annual report. So if we do see that there are constraints, because there were constraints for some of the municipalities on the IPTNs, then we can add that in the observations, that despite the department noting that there were no challenges for them in that program, the members picked up, if you look at the budget and that assessment, that there were in fact challenges. But this is based on how the department was able to reach their targets.
Okay. Honorable Mangu, then Honorable Shabangu.
Yes, thank you very much, Chair. I would support that the view of the advocate there, because they have always, if you look, a litany of requests to the department to make interventions, even at municipal level when it regards to that. So I would recommend that we lift that up. I will also go back to some notes which I see are not here, and maybe just put in what I think should be recommended there in terms of our observations. Secondly, Chair, if I may, while I'm still here, is that one thing I picked up, which, again, it might sound cosmetic in nature, but I think it is important, is that we are reporting on what the department said. But if you look at 2.1.33 program rail transport, we start by saying PRASA, whereas in all other areas we are talking about the department, although some of the functions might be carried out on behalf of the department by certain agencies. But it's quite glaring here, where you find that it looks like we are talking about PRASA in this particular instance, rather than the department. And I don't know if there is any reason to that, which obviously on advice, as I say, it might sound cosmetic, but if you want to be consistent and say we are reporting on what the department says, I would seek advice also the chairperson. Thank you.
Advocate.
Chair, on this item, because the rail transport services or the rail services and the rail program is heavily dependent on PRASA's work, what the department will do is the transfers, and they'll do policy. But once the money is transferred, they have to report on that, and that is why this is also from the department's report, where their challenges on their rail program is because of PRASA. That is why it is reported in this manner. The second paragraph links the department's progress with PRASA. But if we can change it to indicate that, or do an opening line, that the rail challenges are such. But as we say, this information, at least the first two paragraphs or the first two chapters of the report is normally a direct translation or direct use of what the department reported. Then the members' assessment comes later, the committee assessment comes later.
Honorable Shabangu.
Thank you, Chair. Bullet 2131. It says, unable to deliver the compulsory induction program due to unavailability of the training materials from National School of Governance. And yet, it is said there was under expenditure of 1.426 million. Can that be explained, please?
Yes, Honorable Manu.
Chair, I would want to try and explain, because I don't want us to sound like it's us and the content advisor. It's our report at the end of the day. The challenge I'm facing here, and I think that is what Honorable Shabangu is facing, and he might correct me if I'm wrong, is that we are dealing with something that already happened. Mm-hmm. And what is put here is what they received or they extracted of what the department told them. So what would be here is what they are there, what is there. But at the end of the day, we need to own it. So I guess the explanation, to be direct with what Honorable Shabangu is saying, is that this is what the department said. Therefore, it is reported as it is. Now, I think through you, Chair, the challenge we are having as a committee, and that will reverberate everywhere I speak, is that if you go through the report, while we were not there, most of us, it would appear that it is showing a very glossy and beautiful picture and a lot of narrative. And I think that's a decision we need to take, to say, this happened while we were not here, let's just look at the major things and let's carry on. But going forward, we would want to rearrange the way we present. Because many of the areas, you can just see that what the department put in there was just telling a story, and which is what makes me a bit very uncomfortable when we are just told something, we must just agree and move on. So I've gone a bit long, but Honorable Shabangu, my understanding, and I could be corrected, is that this is what the department had reported. But you are right, there was an underspending, hence my original question where they're saying there are now no challenges. And yet I know that there were challenges in that program, but that is what the department had reported. Maybe it used to go through, I don't know, but we need to take a position, Chair, that says, how are we going to deal with this going forward without rewriting the old report? Thank you, Chair.
Let me give two more hands. and close this matter. That's Honorable Ramatwa and Honorable Mapena. And I will then close.
Thank you, Chairperson. My understanding is an issue of a process. Because my understanding is that when we are coming to discuss, we are going to discuss what was discussed concerning this. I think we need to have what the department has said and what the committee or during the discussion has said, even if you are going to make observations. Because now, if we are saying it's a draft and we are going to adopt, it means it must be a draft of our discussion and then we adopt that as a committee. We will read what the department has said and we discuss. After discussing, it must not be program 2 integrated transport planning. Now, there was a discussion. What was said by the committee at that time? I think it's important. I'm just adding on what other honorable members have said, that it must be committee and also it must be the department. So what the department has said, till now we discuss as committee, it must be written what have we discussed. Thank you.
So the question. I think having browsed through the reporters, I think maybe not on the same program, different program. Page 36. I think during the deliberations, the minister and the department, the first sentence. Sorry, the first bullet point on page 36. The minister did say that they delivered quite a number of bicycles in Limpopo, and I think it was Honorable Siklolo who was raising those issues. But if you look at the report, it says no expenditure had been incurred on the Shovakalula bicycle project. And I think when the minister spoke about it, he said that was the non-motorized transport expenditure. So I think, I'm not sure if this would tally with what colleagues are perhaps bemoaning here, or maybe we can be assisted very quickly if there is something that perhaps is amiss here. Thank you, Chair.
What do you want to say, Honorable McD?
Chair, I just want to help Honorable Malbena here. This was the previous financial year, and the bicycles were given in the current financial year, so it will not reflect in this report.
And members, I think let's accept the fact that we are discussing the after effects. There's not much we can change here, except to deal with these big things that we think we need to highlight. In fact, as you are discussing, I can see the reality that we should have just said, let's go for deal with recommendations and close this report. But sometimes it's good that you go with the collective so that you're not seen as taking decisions out of the collective. Can we quickly browse through and deal with the recommendations, or you want to say something? Honorable Ansinga?
Excuse my expression of a smile. I'm just wondering about this go with the collective, because it puts us in an awkward position to go with the collective. but I accept what you're saying in the sense of making progress and finality. We go along.
We should be dealing with the recommendations, actually. But let's quickly peruse. We are page 13. with that understanding. 14. 15. 16.
Chair. Chair, if I may, I will input when we get to recommendation, but a general one and a question maybe that I've observed that the DLCA or the driver's license account, we are reflecting it through the report, and I've noticed it as an entity. I don't know if the words entity are used there or not, but as an entity together with the National Sea Rescue Institute. I don't know why we do that, because my understanding is that they are not entities. But if you go through, it is reflected as you take it in the same level as PRASA, for instance, and so forth. Just for my understanding why we are doing it that way. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Ansinger.
Thank you, Chair. If I could go back to page 14, and that's bullet point 2.1.3.8, where the introduction under the R2 Act says the R2 Bill is a game changer in that it will. I would want to suggest that we remove the words "is a game changer in that it will." It's rather subjective, and I would propose that the R2 Bill should be expressed objectively and not subjectively. And I suggest that the words "is a game changer" that will, is rather subjective in nature.
There we are. Can we answer on Honorable Manu, Advocate?
Just on the entity issue, DLCA is not a similar entity as PRASA or AXA or other fully-fledged company entities are. DLCA was always treated as an account of the department. And if members recall, when we were there, the report also reflects that there's talks of them possibly taking it back into the department as a program. But the AGSA did audit them as an entity. They are listed in the department's report as an entity. However, the South African Sea Rescue and the NSRI are not entities. They are bodies that receive funding from the department, but this year we had the special request from Mr. Hansinger when we did the planning and visited some of the bodies to go to NSRI, because in the previous year they actually tabled their financials. This year they haven't tabled their financials. Despite having tabled the financials in the previous year, they didn't do an audit. So the committee also just had the financials to look at. We've just included them because the BRRR has to link up with the oversight that the committee has performed as well. So we have to note that the request was there. We do mention them. We also mention next to them later on in the report that they are not entities. And they did not table any documents for consideration. DLCA, we also mentioned in the back that they did not table. There was a letter from the minister, however, that they would table later, hopefully by the end of October, and the committee did not consider them. So the input that we have on them, as well as SAMHSA, is based purely on that presentation received by the AGSA, so that we cover the work that the committee has done during the discussion on the report. And then, Chairperson, regarding the auto, we'll be glad to change that point, but again, this is the wording shown by the department. This is how the department saw the bill and described the bill in the annual report and in the APP for 2018-19. They regard it as a game changer, and I'm sure Mr. Hansinger will come up when RAPS is also highlighted. We can change it if the committee would like us to rephrase from the kind of wording that the department uses to put a positive spin on all the legislation. We can make it a bit more neutral.
Until we agree that is a game changer ourselves.
That's to be seen.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying until we agree, then we can move along. All right. 17? 18? 19? 20?
Important because it shows that the measures that the department has set themselves to address the AG findings has been word for word the same since 2014. And we note the similar concern that the previous committee has raised, that the department has not improved or reviewed these measures as requested by the committee in several previous BRRRs. And the department is once again requested to ensure that the measures are reviewed in order to ensure that they effectively implement them appropriately. This is just something also to, because this will be linked back to the draft recommendations that we've included, that despite them having these measures in place, they keep on getting similar findings on SCM, on financial matters. So those pages 40 up until 42 for Table 11 has been word for word the same since 2014.
Now, and Honorable Mann.
Okay, I'll come off.
I'm very considerate, but once I've said go for it, don't change my... You remind me of my comrades in the ANC. They normally do this.
Okay.
Raise up their hand and I'll speak after. Honorable Mann.
Thank you, Chair. You can be assured I'll speak when you say I should speak. Chair, I think what the advocate said now is at the core of my question earlier, to say what do we want to achieve with this. Because the department has not been serious. That we must say straight. It has not been serious. I mean, if you see the report that they went through, advocate and doctor there, helping us when we're going through this thing, it's just red. And the question must be asked, how are our recommendations taken going forward? Hence, I ask, what do we want to achieve with this thing? So, my thinking and my suggestion, so that I don't lament too much because we are here now, maybe we need to be advised at the end, what are the stronger wording we can use? We need to put in a bit of emphasis now. Because the wording we are using, which I'll get to when you get the chair, I think it's like SADC. You know, in SADC, there is a terminology used. We urge a member state to ratify legislation, you know. And then after 5 years, you go through the same SADC protocol. We urge the member states, and nothing ever changes. So I'm scared that we end up urging the department to make sure that they don't have irregular and wasteful expenditure. We urge them. I think we should not urge. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, yeah.
We will go for final consideration and adoption. And when we get to that point, that's the moment we must cease to be a different committee with a different approach. Right? Thanks, Advocate. Can you go to us? Are you fine now? Okay, sure.
Well, thank you so much. I think maybe just to add on what the Advocate is saying, I think when the department came in, I asked a specific question in terms of irregular expenditure, and then the DG said that within the department there is a loss control committee, which is chaired by the DG and the deputy or and the CFO in terms of consequence management. But then if you look at the past three financial years, he's not mentioned anywhere here. And the way he was speaking as if it's a measure which has been in the department for a long time, because when I asked the question, I said there is an entity here, I think we were seeing, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Sandra, where they mentioned the loss control committee to deal with irregular and wasteful expenditure. And when I put the question to the DG to say maybe you must emulate what Sunral is doing so that there can be consequence management and tracking mechanism to track this irregular expenditure. And then he said specifically, and I think if you refer back to Hansard, you can even quote him, you know, verbatim, where he said, no, actually this is a measure of the department. We have it there. There is a loss control committee within. So that is why, Chair, I wanted to look at my notes. I was not waiting for Mr. Mangu to speak, but I wanted to just to confirm here. But it is concerning, Chair, because you see, if you look at the wasteful expenditure, wasteful irregular expenditure of the department, it's so high. It also speaks almost directly to there is no will power or there's no political will to arrest the situation. Why am I saying so? If you continuously incur irregular and wasteful expenditure, but then your measures that you put in place and the wording that you use is just a copy and paste of the past four, of the past three financial years, it just shows you that there isn't any will whatsoever to try and arrest the situation. Because if there was, you would at least try to put, because when you put, you're communicating with the committee, but also you're communicating internally with structures within your own department that we're taking measures, we're taking this serious. So thanks, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Page 41. 42. 3. 44. 45. 46, 47, 48, 49, page 50, 51, 52, 53, page 54, page 55, page 55, I can see two hands. Maybe let me start with the advocate, then I'll come with Honorable Hanswinger.
Chair, just a note for number six, summary of reporting requests. In the previous annual report that the department presented for 17-18, they actually responded to show in their annual report how they dealt with the committee's recommendations from the BRRR that preceded that report. However, this year the department did not do that. They also did not indicate it in their presentation at all. What they did in their annual report was just a copying of the recommendations and observations that the committee made in the previous BRRR. They did not indicate how they have addressed those issues.
Tinga.
Thank you, Chair. Specifically page 55, Chair, the one which the section second from the bottom, which says that the department should submit a comprehensive briefing on progress made in filling of board vacancies. Now, this is presented under the heading of summary of reporting requests and on the final analysis in terms of progress, it is noted that none reported on. Whereas on page 107, we actually then declare under vacancies and acting positions, the department reported on progress in filling board vacancies as well as senior management. This also parallel to the fact that on page 115, under again vacancies and acting positions, we then say that appointments are made and with due consideration, etc., and then at the end as well as board vacancies. So to me that's a bit contrary, and I would suggest that we then make a decision around whether it was reported on or not. In fact, there was reports on it and there was feedback presented by the department, so that I would suggest that we reconsider this note that no, that it none was reported on. Thank you, Chair.
Are we agreed? Agreed. Right. 56. 7. 58. 59. 60. That's what they say in Venda. 60. 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 6, 7.
78, advocate. Members, just the section of 7.4, we tried to draft the observations on a neutral basis and on a factual basis. So these observations will have, if members specifically mention something, we try to put it in there. But just if I take members to, just want to get one of our entities here, the airports, SACA, there was a indication from them that they had a very good amount of finances that they've managed to to bring in terms of their revenue, and the members noted, why do they still need the just over 3% from the department? So we noted that in here, but members will have to really focus on, if they want to have stronger recommendations in the end that will affect any of the entities' budgets, whether it's because PRASA is not spending enough or because you want PRASA to have more funds, whether or not there should be a consideration that if SOCA becomes fully funded on its own without department requirements, that we make sure it's not in here at the moment, but we can include it, is to make a recommendation to the Minister of Finance. This is where members, a few of the members have asked us, where can the committee get some teeth in terms of dealing with the finances? And this BRRR report is your perfect and prime time to affect the budget of next year. The Minister of Finance, if we do make recommendations specifically to him, then members would have seen in the notes before we started, I indicated that education had done it regarding scholar transport, but the Transport Committee had not done similar. So if we do include that, the Minister will have to report on what he's done, which might be a bit of a stronger way to get feedback out of this process and to really affect the budget.
Thanks, Advocate. That is loud and clear. 89, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85.
Thank you, Chair. I'm addressing you on page 85, the last paragraph, more or less in the middle, that starts with notwithstanding of financial challenges, which is about the road accident fund. Now, this section in particular falls under 7.4, which is the committee observations with the specific references to the entities. And I can remember quite clearly that the department, and the Road Accident Fund expressed a clear indication that they are willing to look at amendments of the Road Accident Fund. And contrary to what I suggested at the time, that the department is obsessed in seeing RAPS as the only solution, that one should consider amendments to the Road Accident Fund Act, which they clearly indicated they are willing to do, which in this case is expressed as notwithstanding financial challenges that have beset the Road Accident Fund for decades, the entity remains of the opinion that the RAPS bill that was considered and engaged on in Parliament will usher possible major positive amendments, which really is contrary to what I experienced. I received a clear indication from the entity and from the department that they are willing to look at amending the Road Accident Fund Act, and that they are not obsessed, as is expressed here, to see RAPS as the only solution.
You are referring to last week's meeting, Honourable Member, and I think that would in a way reflect in our minutes. Okay. All right. It's becoming a norm in this committee that when the chair is addressing something, the members help the chair to address it quickly, or quicker than he will address it. Valerie is saying the member is right. That should be reflected here. What are you saying?
We'll get on the mic then.
Thank you. Valerie?
Chair, what I said was that you asked me whether that would be in the minutes, and I said, Chair, that the information that was, we don't put that information in the minutes, we put it in the report for the purpose of budget reviews and normally strat plans and APPs. So all the information that would have discussed is in the report, Chair.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe I was not clear myself. I was saying exactly that. Okay, let me see hands. There's some hands there. Honorable Ramatwa Mapena.
Chairperson, thank you. On page 81, the second paragraph, it's indicating that there has been a challenge between the Republic of South Africa and Lesotho on the passenger permit since 1999, and there was a task team that was established by the minister. Till now, there is that problem. I just want to check what was the, in fact, what did the department did on this one? Because we're still talking about that challenge. And it, the report is indicating that it's not a new thing since 1999. And there was a task team. The report of the task team, what did the task team achieve? Thanks.
Honorable Mapena.
Thanks, Chair. I think as well, in terms of the, because I think 7.4, as the good advocate has mentioned, that these are the observations of the committee. And if you look at 7.4.5 in terms of RAF, I think part of our part of the observations of the committee, at least, is that we did put it quite strongly and mention that RAF is actually a fiscal risk to the fiscal itself as an entity along within the department. But I think when one browses through the the wording here and the section on the observations of the committee, it is noted that some funds and shows the sharp increase in claims and all of those things. But I think a part where I think I want to get to, Chair, is that as the committee, our observations was that RAF is a fiscal risk in its current form. And therefore, obviously we made some recommendations and all of those things, or deliberations, but I think it also needs to come clearly and explicit in this part of the observations of the by the committee. Thanks.
Chair, I'm not sure what the exception of the committee then is on the basis of the clear memory that there was an indication from RAF and the department, which is absolutely relevant under this particular heading. This particular heading is 7.4, which says committee observations with specific reference to entities. And I can clearly recall, I made a note of it, and it is on record, that the department as well as the Road Accident Fund entity indicated that they would look at amendments of the Road Accident Fund Act, and that they don't see the RABS bill as the only solution.
Well, if you refer to last week's meeting, to be quite frank with the members, that was raised. And I think that was one issue that made the Honorable Lansing very happy with the department, and said, repeated twice, that I'm glad that you are accepting that this can be the only solution. I just remember that part. Let's find a way of capturing it properly amongst the recommendations that we are making here. I think that's the plea. And then 81 is a just an explanation, advocate.
Thank you, Chair. We will draft a note regarding the reference to the amendment to the Road Accident Fund Act in itself, because as Mr. Hunsinger pointed out, it was indicated and it was raised. And if the committee accepts that and requested that, then we will do it. Just a note for members on this: it is observations of the committee. If it's a single observation, it might not be in here. What we try and do is to get the multiple observations. But Mr. Hunsinger, just for this one, we also just focused on taking the content from the Road Accident Fund annual report. You will see a lot of the references regarding their percentages and the finances are in here. And we will definitely include the reference that it was stated in the meeting that they don't consider the RAPS bill. The thing is just how this one is formulated at the moment is based on the policy position in their annual report, because they didn't report it, but we take note and we will include that. And then, Chair, on the Lesotho South Africa impasse, the entity did explain what the issues were regarding that, even though they had the multi-party the task team to work on it. There were various issues. There was changes in the ministry. There was elections in Lesotho. Over the years, that's been the constant in the explanation, and the minister has indicated that they are working on it. We still have not received a full and clear indication whether or not it is resolved or a timeline by when it will be resolved, because it is a highly political situation. If members would like us to strengthen it in our recommendations at the end, where we do also in the recommendations at the end refer specifically for the minister to work with the CBRTA in finding a resolution for this. If members would like to maybe push the minister and try and put a timeline, but I'm not sure politically how feasible that will be. But Chair, we do note the actual discussion on RAF in the meeting, and we will include that per chairperson's request.
Honourable Member.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate that it would be considered. I'm just asking a general question, Chair, because we're at page 85 of a document that spans over 135 pages. And again, at this deep stage of this report by the committee, we must now deal with a consideration of a carryover of the department's view. How far does the carryover of the department go in a report which is a product of this committee? We are now in the section that specifically, under the heading of 7.4, deals with committee observations. How far does this carryover of the department go? This is a product of this committee, and I would suggest that 60% into a full document, it cannot be that a carryover by the department gets the majority view in terms of what we observed, and that should be a product of this committee, Chair. Just a remark.
So page 81 will go with the consideration of the political situation in Lesotho also, which is practical, although we do not want to leave this matter hanging. I think the feeling is that something must be done about this matter and be closed as soon as, taking into account the political situation also in Lesotho. I think that will be proper. Right? 86, let's not caucus, let's be in the meeting, please, I'm requesting. 86, 87, 88, 89, 90. Hier een 90, 92, 93, 94, 95, 95. Ach, waren leid. Als dat was hem zo niet.
I don't know, you're very curious to me, you.
Jay,
I think on because we're still on 7.4, I think this is 7.4.8 with PRASA. I think it is noted here that the committee made an observation with a process subsidiary, that being Autopex, that they received a poorer, page 93, the committee noted with concern that PRASA received an even poorer audit outcome of a disclaimer for the reporting year, with its subsidiary also receiving a disclaimer and in Qatar receiving a qualified report. But I think as part of the committee observations, one of the issues that we asked was with regards to Autopex being put on business rescue. I think that was part of the committee's observation. We said if indeed the situation is so dire and grave, when are they going to as one of the options available to the committee? And I remember the board chairperson Umam Ukoyama saying, look, as a board, they've considered that, and it's definitely one of the options which is there. So I think maybe that also can be explicitly integrated into our observations as well. And obviously, in keeping with the decorum that the good advocate is mentioning, that some of these observations, obviously, they can be individual observations, but overall, committee observations. But I think some of them, they're quite key and integral in us performing our oversight duty as committee and as contributing to the overall report.
I think we must also not lose the fact here that if I recall very well, there is some investigation taking place here. Our view was that we should also see the result of that investigation. So the issue that the member is raising was definitely discussed, but not in isolation with other issues. If we can just pick them up as we move. I actually was on page 95, now I'm going to page 96. You did raise your hand. I did not see you, but I'm seeing you now. Yes, Honorable Member.
Thank you, Chair. On page 95, the last paragraph on Autopay, I just want to reiterate what my other colleagues have said, you know, that the report should reflect exactly what we have said. I remember very well that when it came to Autopex, other than those issues that have been mentioned here, it was said that besides those issues, Autopex is in dire financial straits because of financial mismanagement and total disregard of corporate governance, and none of this has been, you know, mentioned here. And I feel that it is very important that this is due to financial mismanagement and total disregard of corporate governance. Thank you.
that will form part of the observation by the committee, Honorable Manma.
Chair, thank you. Drawing in what I said earlier and the response of the advocate, at the end of page 95, it highlights what she had already said to us of certain entities. I'm proposing that we find a different way of couching DLCA and not as an entity. For the reasons that we already said earlier, that they technically really are not an entity. Because here you'll note, unless I missed it, that NSRI is not mentioned in the context that was said in the previous year. So if the committee agrees through you, Chair, I would recommend that DLCA has a different treatment in terms of whether it's an entity or not. Thank you, Chair.
You are now on 95.
Yes. Sorry. Yes, I'm on 95. But maybe on a lighter note, Chair, I think on the observations of the committee, my good friend, the Honorable Man, he said that the files on AutoPEC, this size, but it's not reflected anywhere as part of our... as part of our observation, and we agreed that those files need to be shared so that we can make a proper assessment of the true state of AutoPEC.
Yeah, well, we'll not capture everything, like some of the messages, unless we have evidence of it. These things, but I remember somebody saying stack of evidence, and somebody said I also had a lot of information. Yeah, so we'll not really be able to capture every each and little weight. Okay, 96, 97. 98, 99, ikulu nanye, ikulu nambili, ba.
Maybe I just need guidance here as to, we spoke about recommendations on Thursday. Do we still go through them, or do we just browse through them and count them properly? Because if you look at the time allocated on Thursday, it's very limited. So it means there must be a process somewhere where we sort of package them nicely. Is it now? So that I can be ready and take off my jacket.
Take off your jacket.
Okay.
So we'll not recognize you until your jacket is off. Honorable Advocate? They'll say. Yeah.
Chair, the whole section 8.1 are the recommendations that this committee had adopted and publicized in the ATC. So that one, from page 103 up until that section is finalized, we cannot change. And we have to include it in order to ensure that we've covered all the requirements of drafting a BRRR, because we have to give reference to those. The same for 8.2 regarding the observations from the strategic plan and APP report. But members will note that one and the budget vote was done on a very short time frame. So there is still an outstanding report on the APPs and strategic plans of the entities, and I did note that I added a paragraph on that as well. The section 8.3 on the recommendations by the AG. This is that last slide that the AG presented to members. Last year they gave us a much more comprehensive indication on the recommendations. This year they just broadly covered it with the 4 points that the AG is recommending to the department and the 2 points that the AG was recommending to the committee. So if there's a comparison between this year and last year, this section is quite a bit smaller. And then from 8.4, this is where we added some content for members, but from 8.4 onwards is where we really need the members' input to finalize this up until we get to the summary of reporting request in 9 as well. Sure.
Honourable members, deities, agreed. Honourable man.
Thank you. I just needed clarity. I think advocate left me behind there. I just want clarity on, you said from 8 point, there's somewhere where you said we can't change. I think that's the number I missed. You said it's already in the ATC or as reported. That's one clarity I'm seeking. And also, you are saying then it's only from 8.4 where we can make meaningful recommendations. But I wanted to know in first, Chair, through you, exactly where we can really make changes. Thanks, Chair.
Yes, Advocate.
Chair, the members can consider from 8.2 because the section that was ATC'd for 8.2 as part of our budget vote is the first paragraph. The
8.2.
The other two paragraphs just indicate that there's still some reporting that's yet to be done for those two sections. Just because the guidelines in drafting the BRRR requires us to do the cross-reference to these reports that the committee had done in the year under review, even though it is for the budget for the coming year, it's not the past year. We have to just include that and note that was done, but the strat plans weren't linked, because when we come to the recommendations where members would like the department and the entities to amend their strat plans, and especially the KPIs, to draft them in a more smart manner, that's normally where we got a lot of our information from, the strat plan and APP reports. But essentially, if members don't want us to reflect that the 8.2 wasn't done except for the paragraph that it's not completely finalized, because the committee has not had the chance to deal with the report after they did the oversight to the entities, we can just reduce that paragraph. 8.3 is the recommendations made by the AG as presented, but if members want us to beef that up, as indicated, that was from the slide from the AG. They normally give us a lot more information, but this year they just did a very broad explanation. So from page 103 or 8.1 up until 8.2, it's already ATC, that was already adopted by the committee. Members can consider from 120 onwards.
120 onwards. Let's go. 120, 121. Yes, Honourable Mani.
This is where, with your indulgence, I would strongly recommend a leg stretch. Because this is where the meat is. And if we miss it here, the bus leaves. Unless Chair feels his time is very, very much restricted. I would rather we go through here. And the reason I'm saying so, again, I might be biased, because most of the things specifically that advocate said has already been ATC'd, was where I had thought that we could change certain things, but I accept that fact. But now that we are here, could I humbly request, Chair, through you, a break. We can come back and then zoom into this. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Mabena, are you fine? So the break is given. It's now 15 minutes past 11. Can we come back? 22. Yeah. No, the only watch that can be considered is the one. Yeah, 22. Sure. 22. Caucus and come back.
Which makes it very, very difficult to pick up what is there. Secondly, if you allow me then, Chair, I can go through it all. I don't know how you want to approve, but that is my first recommendation, that the report, especially on recommendation, is structured in the way that the most of the body of the report is structured, where it says, civil aviation, this is what the committee said, and these are the recommendations, something to that effect. On page 120, if I may go to it now in detail, again, I will always hide behind my opening statement where I wanted to be educated what this report is about or what we want to achieve. Because 8.4.1, I'm not sure of its relevance. And again, I'm saying that with the utmost of humbleness, not knowing what the normal structure should be. Because I would have thought that we would say we are dealing with the Department of Transport and saying, this is what the department said, or whichever one starts, these are the recommendations of the committee, something to that effect. So I find 8.4.1 narrative, I'm not sure if it has to be there. If it doesn't have to be there, I'll recommend that it be removed. But would rather go to the issues that were raised, especially under observation, and those recommendations that were made along the way. If you go to page 121, the first paragraph on top, it starts with as within, but I'm concentrating on after the comma, second last sentence or third last says whether this be through urgent consultation with National Treasury or through skills assessment or both. Now, I'm not sure what we are saying there. Are we posing a question or are we strongly recommending? It says this has been repeated recommendation over numerous years. That comes out very consistent in this report. And although it is a fact, I would want, if we can, to move away from that lamenting that this thing has been said over the years, because I think it is there.
but rather we focus on what are we doing to change that which was recommended over the years. For instance, in this case, it says whether this be through urgent consultation with National Treasury or through Skills Assessment Act, assessments or both. I would rather have something where we are specific to say we are recommending that National Treasury does the following. On 8.4.3, starts with the AGSA's recommendations which address identified root causes should be implemented. The department should strengthen its oversight over the entities, report progress on remedy. And again, that's where the frustration comes in, because everybody knows that the AGA's recommendations must be implemented. So when we repeat it here, what is it that we are saying? And that is where I need assistance in educating me to say, when we put it that way, what are we achieving? I would recommend, for instance, that the committee noted that numerous AGSA recommendations were not implemented. Therefore, the committee, I'm close to say instructing, I'm thinking we are in the police here, urges, recommends the department to take action by this time on those recommendations. Those are the type of words, maybe not the way I've put them, but that's the structure I would strongly like to see coming out here. Because everybody knows that AGSA recommendations should be implemented. They don't do it. They have not done it. And nothing stops them, even after we have said to continue not doing it. That will be generally, without repeating it, the trend. 8.4, officials who call the department to incur regular expenditure should be subjected to the appropriate measures provided for in Section 81 of 86. I just couldn't get to the PFMA Act there. But I know that at times the PFMA can be very strong. I would want us to take it verbatim and say the PFMA says this, therefore this should happen to these officials, in a way where we are not overreaching, of course. My language might be a bit strong at times, so the advocate will help me tone it down in a legal way. It says at the end of 8.441, they include provisions for criminal prosecution in cases of gross financial misconduct. And that's the language I would like us to see. The department officials who did this, according to this, criminal prosecution must be pursued within this time. That's the type of language I would like to see, if that is really provided for in that act. In fact, I think it does. Again, 121 at the end, 8.4.5.3 says, due to the repeat findings of non-compliance provisions, and in order to highlight seriousness of this matter and in a further effort to ensure this is not a repeat, the department and these entities must ensure that officials. Now, you will notice here, Chair, that we lump the department and the entity, whereas in other instances we say the department. Hence, I'm saying if we restructure it and we say these recommendations, if they all go to the department, so be it, depending on what we can do or can't do. But if we can make those recommendations specific to the entity, we need to specify to the entity, so that we are very clear in terms of this. And again here, you will see that we sort of lament the fact that these things have not been done in the past. I still stand by the previous recommendation without repeating it. Chair, I've got a lot of them. Should I continue? Please stop me if I'm going too far. Page 122, 8.4.6.1. The department should establish a task team to identify and address inefficiencies in the supply chain management in the department. Generally, that's a personal preference now. I hate task teams because they never produce anything. So I would like to recommend words that are to the acknowledgement. Maybe before I do that, if you look at PRASA, if we were to agree that we separate them, PRASA has got a litany of issues of AG. I think our recommendations should be very clear that the decline in revenue of PRASA, because we talk about it a lot, is due to, I had it written, poor management. The decline and revenue at CRASA are a direct cause of poor leadership, and which is leading to declining patronage, fare evasion, poor security, and all those things. So that is the cause of what is happening at CRASA. Now, I task him cannot help us, because it is a known fact. The fact that the AGSA cannot find documentation is poor leadership. So a task team cannot come with anything. Now, we should say that is what the committee has observed, and we recommend that in the case of CRASA, I would like to recommend that National Treasury withhold any money going to CRASA until they've satisfied themselves that there are measures put in place for poor contract management, poor supply chain management policy. If we leave it to CRASA and the department, they've failed in all the years. Nothing will change. Einstein says a sanity is repeating the same thing over and over again and hope to get a different result. So we can rewrite these things, but next year this time we'll write exactly the same thing. We won't even need to sit here for so long. We'll just come and say, anything changed? No, just repeat those ones and just change the dates. That is what we will do next year. So let's take it away, if we can. Legally, you will guide me. If we can, department has failed. CRASA has failed on SCM contract management. They've failed. Let's take it to Treasury and couch it legally so that Treasury can now hold the best until CRASA has got their act in order. I don't know if that is a sign, Chair, or just a clearing. Now, recurring non-compliance should be investigated. All these investigations have been done. The derailed report is there. There is nothing else that we can recommend. We must take away the money and the power and give it to somebody else who can help us to do that. 8.4.7, the department should develop funding plans to ensure the financial sustainability with quarterly updates on strategies to improve the financial health status. You can look from 2013-14, 14-15 right through. The department has been asked to do exactly this. They've not done it. We cannot put it again. We must find something different. They have not couched anything to that effect. Updates should also be provided. I'm on the fifth sentence on page 122 from the bottom. Starts with updates. Should also be provided on the notable concerns regarding liquidity remaining for RAF, SANRAL, and RTIA. Their English beat me totally. I didn't understand what that means. Next page, 123, 8.4.8, right on the top. The department should report back to the committee on a quarterly basis on its monitoring tracking. They have not done it for the last 5 years. I recommend we move away from it because I don't see what would have changed for them to do it. I suggest that these things must be linked to the budget and we take these powers, give them to the Minister of Finance, if obviously we care. 8.4.11, I'm still on page 123, the department should develop an alternative investment attraction plan in order to make better use of PPP partnerships, promotions. My concern there was that in other instances in the report, we talk as if Moloto is a SANRAL project. And in other instances, we appear as if the Moloto Road is taken by the department. So there's a bit of ambiguity when you go through the report. Now, when you get here, we are still giving it to department. Is it department or is it SANRAL? That is a matter that I think we need to clarify so that we can have a proper. Uh, 124, top page, 8.4.13, CBRTA should report, blah, blah, blah. Again, it went from 2014-15 right till till now. We asked them in the meeting. They don't have an answer. I've not applied my mind there. I'm throwing it out there to say we need something more, maybe not necessarily stronger, but something that maybe can assist them to come to this. As I say, I've not applied my mind there. 124. 8.4.18, CRASA improves their current services and safety through rollout of that strategy of theirs, progress on the war room in improving operations,
on a quarterly basis. Again, my point, I'm re-emphasizing what I said earlier. It would appear to me that PRASA has not implemented a war room. It is the minister who has implemented the war room. But here we seem to be requiring that report from PRASA, who have dismally failed. Maybe we should turn that recommendation towards the minister, because it is him or his department that has implemented the war room, but not PRASA. The GFIP, it's fine. Chair, I will stop there. Thank you very much for your indulgence.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Chairperson, my understanding is that we are on budget review recommendation. Is it? Am I right? Okay.
Chair, it's the entire annual report, so it's not just focused on the budget. It can go to the achievement of their targets. It can go to their challenges. It's not just budget.
Okay. Thank you. Chairperson, my understanding is that when we talk of the department, we are including also the entities. So I was expecting that when we report, we'll be saying department, and it will also resolve what was raised by Honorable Mangwe, that SANRAL and department. If we are saying we are specific, at least it will assist us, because we'll be able to write everything about the department, because they are not the same. Some of the entities are doing well. We'll be able to say that just to encourage them. Not just to say things that they is common to all of them, because if we are specific, we'll be able to say in this SANRAL is doing well on this one and this one. Here they are challenging. At least it will assist. So now, just including all of them collectively, it disadvantages. We'll never know what is it in those entities. Moreover, we have done oversight. It was just minutes that we have adopted. We didn't get a report of the observation that we have made, because it was going to assist us now when we are discussing. Because we'll be able to say in our observations, these are the things that we have observed. These are the things that the department is saying. So now we didn't get the report. We just adopt the minutes. We have just said the minutes. In the minutes you don't write everything, but the report includes, so we didn't get that report. Secondly, is that on the issue of PRASA. PRASA is an entity of the Department of Transport. We are the committee that has just started, and now the department has identified that there is a problem in PRASA. There must be a turnaround strategy. That is why they came up with war room. So now, we need to acknowledge that. We know that what makes them to say they must come up with a war room or a turnaround strategy is the challenges that they had all along. So Tina, we must assess them according to what they have told us during our time. And also, we are saying we want to help the department to make sure that they work. It means now we must assess them on what we have agreed and what they told us and what we have discussed with them during when we are doing oversight. Because now we can't say they have been doing that all along and we assess them because of what they have been doing. We must assess them on what we have discussed and what we told them, and also the turnaround strategy. I think in our report, we can't have a report when we have spent many hours discussing those entities and have three-page report on those 13 or the entities that we have discussed with. I think it's important. Let us be specific and write each entity. Lastly, Chairperson, is that I will recommend that let us be specific so that we are able to make recommendation on it, even if is the entity of the transport, and when we report the transport and we report about the entity, and we make specific recommendation to that. Thank you.
Another one, Manchum, you want to say something?
Thank you, Chair. There was a specific template that was used by the department when they were reporting. That template was very detailed, with time frames and everything. I was wondering if we could also recommend that to be used by the entities. Thank you.
How is this one?
Chair, because you are forcing me to say something, whereas I didn't want to say anything today, my take would be with regard to CADA deployment when it comes to board members' appointment. That thing in itself, I'm saying this because I'm from the big party. I know people that I have not yet. Most of them have been serving in different portfolio committees in the past. That in itself will control this problem of mismanagement and money laundering, if we can appoint people who are properly educated and have sufficient knowledge with regard to entities. Thank you.
Thank you, Che. Che, in a particular type of analysis, the word should, 80% of the word should appears in the second half of the document. Now, this in a way reflects something that recommendations are not specific, which is not my impression from this committee in the engagements. What I can recall in terms of the engagements of this committee is that there were very specific recommendations. But this is all diluted under the narrative of should and the type of caution in terms of writing style, which was not what is what was said and what was really recommended by the committee. So why should recommendations not be specific? As what I can recall from this committee, why should a sudden element of caution in the wording now reflect what happened in the engagements with these entities? And to assist in a positive way, Chair, I would propose that the section 8.4 also be divided up in the entities, and that the recommendations would be specific as what we engaged, and that it isn't a type of poiky course like we currently see this last section to be, where everything is just thrown in one pot and it's not clearly distinguished according to recommendations like we engaged and with the specifics of the content on the day during the particular engagement. Thank you, Chair.
All right. I take it that we have a consensus in terms of trying and getting recommendations as per entities. That is the understanding. Number two, I take it that we agree that we should try and stick with what we understand to be our recommendations during the interaction. I guess, are we in agreement, honorable member? So, it means that will actually go for all the entities. For an example, I know that we had a clarity on the issue of the Muloto Road, that the part which belongs to government in the name of the province of Gauteng has now been transferred to SANRA. Am I correct? It means we now know that the Muloto Road, as it is a SANRA baby, according to the information that was given to us. Advocate?
Chief, there's a difference in the description, because the Muloto Corridor project is the overarching project. That project is split between road and rail. So the Muloto Road aspect was explained regarding the progress, which we've struggled to get that progress out of them because of Gauteng's holdup. Regarding the Muloto Rail site, we did have a point of it in our budget report where there was an issue between finalizing or getting the feasibility study. Whereas if you look at what National Treasury has said about the rail, it's not feasible, differing to what PRASA had reported on and saying that they're still waiting for an outcome of a feasibility study. So when we refer to it, if members like us to split it, we can have a reference regarding Muloto Road under SANRAL and put Muloto Rail under PRASA. But during the engagement with PRASA for this, the Muloto Rail wasn't covered at all in their discussions. That's why when we use the reference regarding the Muloto Corridor, because it is such a multi-billion rand project, and it is for both sections, that we put it under the department, because they are the overseer of that. SANRAL and PRASA are just the implementers.
We do agree to that, eh?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for the agreement. Be blessed. And then on the issue of PRASA, as honorable members are putting it, in the meeting that we had with the department, and even with PRASA, there are two assertions we made. The first one, I remember one member saying, Minister, I've lost trust in your officials, but I trust you. You remember, no?
Yes, sir.
In the meeting.
Yes.
And we then said, Minister, we want to give you a benefit of doubt that these things are going to happen. Now, the understanding is that we are not going to change that. What we are going to do is that for this thing, can we put a time frame where we think we are loose on specific issues? When PRASA was here, it represented three categories. PRASA, what is that other one? And autopic. We should be able to say we had different recommendations under each of them, right? and those recommendations must also be time framed as we move forward, so that we are also not seen as moving away from the understanding as we gave it to them. Are we still together?
Yes, sir.
And then, what else have I written here? So these issues of poor management and so forth and so on will be part of our observation, right? But we should also include these others that we did talk about. So the direct plea will that for now, in terms of the outcome of the meetings with PRASA, let's not be outrightly saying Treasury take over, because that's not what we have given as a posture when we're there. That's not how we wanted to be heard. We wanted them to do their job. We wanted them to bring an investigation, and we must hold them at that. Where we thought like AutoPEX, there must be a multiple approach. Let's put it there and see how far we can hold them to come in account. Okay.
On the table at the last, colleague, I see you are saying quarterly reports within 60 days. I don't know if that is a standard, because I think on the previous reports, they were 30 days after the adoption of this report by the NA. Now I see 60 days, just seeking clarity. Thanks, Chair.
Ramadan?
You have just said what I wanted to say, but not 30 days, just to indicate that in each, maybe bi-monthly or quarterly, the PRASA or the department must report on the progress, yeah, PRASA. And then all the entities with their subsidiaries, they must be able to be reported all that we have seen. They must be like now PRASA including those other AutoPEX and other ones.
Okay. Can we step off this report? Are we okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Advocate?
Chair, just on the time frames, it's just an indication of what we can do for each report. It's not set in stone, so members can determine how they want it. The 60-day time frame is how we had it in the past, so we just added it in there. Just on the framing of the recommendations, because the minister tables all the reports, the recommendations go to the ministry and the department. So we can say on with reference to a specific entity, something that they must report. But just noting the response that we got from SANRAL and CBRTA, where members questioned them on those outstanding reports, the entities themselves indicated that they submitted to the department, but they're not sure where the department took it from there. So I don't know if we need to, members want to do a bit of a stronger recommendation there. Then also just on AutoPEX specifically, there was conflicting recommendations from different members on AutoPEX, so we also just need members to give us clarity on what specifically has to go for AutoPEX, because the one was business rescue, the other one was do we even need the entity at all, because the long distance service is an issue. So the committee, because there was conflicting recommendations, we need to get the specifics from what the committee view is. that would assist us also in finalizing the strength and going away from should but must, and adding the other recommendations. I'm just not sure what our time frame will be to get the input. We would welcome input also from members in writing if they have an idea, just to make it a bit stronger. But on the legal side of it, the recommendation would be to the Minister of Transport and the Minister of Finance. So if the committee takes a decision specific on withholding the budget of PRASA, that's a strong point of view. Chairperson has told us we must be very strong in the committee. It can be done. They might contest it. They might not be happy with it, as they took RSR to court as well, for trying to stop them, because if you stop the funds, you stop all the passengers moving. So that's why our recommendations, our drafts, are a little softer, on the softer side, but we welcome it. If the committee would like a harder point, then we'd welcome those recommendations as well.
Okay, honorable members, I know what you want to do. I understand you exactly. On the issue of autopex, we had some recommendations here, but as I recall it, I want to test this. As we're closing this matter, I even said, do we really want to take a decision that autopex must go? Or must be put under business risk when we ourselves do not know the details of mismanagement there? I think as a committee, oversight committee, we must know what is there, what's happening there. And based on what is there, take a proper decision. Because if we say go, to me it's like sweeping the whole thing under the carpet. What is this thing that we say go for? If we go out there and say, I know website, they must go. Yes, Akbarelet, Comfort Union, Muni worry me.
The sandwiches was bad where he comes from.
You see, I'm treating you nicely, now you put blue for days.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
You see, our catering is better here.
Our catering is better here. Oh, so I think let's take a view that let's dig deeper into the issues of autopex. We want to know what is this thing? This animal, maybe some of you knows it. It's a beast, a buffalo, an elephant, or something. A crocodile, I have not seen it. And for now, I don't think it will be right for us to say it must go. Let's say we want a report on the investigation of autopet. And based on that report, we may then decide whether it should go for, what is this thing? Business rescue. I understand business rescue. Maybe it may not even go need business rescue. It must just change form out of the report that we shall be having. Unless there is a member holding a very different view. Honorable Mangu, let's hear you.
It's certainly not a opposing view at all, but I think where I would like to propose an adjustment is that you said maybe we get a report of an investigation. That one will never see the day of light. We will finish our term and we will never have seen it.
But what you have said earlier in terms of let's see what is this thing. And I think it is in that context where, as Honorable Mabena said, I said what I have, you know. But I'm not sure how far we can go as a committee, but we need to satisfy ourselves in terms of that. If there is no investigation, which I doubt, we need to recommend an investigation, and then we get a report. That is what I would like just to amend. We say we recommend that we have an intense investigation, because I don't recall that anybody said it is there. If I'm not recalling, maybe if it is there, I will withdraw, but I would rather we say we want this and we give it time frames also. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Ramada.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Just to add that we must also do oversight there, because we must be factual when taking a decision. We must be informed of what is happening. So now I think in the near future, if we have chance, we must do oversight at Autopex, if it's possible.
One issue in terms of regulations, when there are issues that's in the power of the committee as the suggestion of oversight, those things will not need a report because the recommendations are made to the House, so that doesn't need a decision from the House. So those things can be programmed separately. So what we can do is we can keep a separate list of issues that will need to be programmed for the committee.
Thank
you, Chair. I think I also wanted to maybe on the part of the Secretary, because I think we'll be dealing with the committee's program. I think it's in next month, in November, if I'm not mistaken, or is it December? Somewhere there. But before we go on recess for the festive season. So I think Honourable Member, that one needs to. I think we must note it down so that we don't forget. But also, Chair, I think I wanted to venture in the same direction with regards to the SIU report, because also, say maybe miraculously the SIU report is done, is completed, the investigation is, so there's a report. That report, first and foremost, won't be tabled to the Portfolio Committee on Transport, because it's an SIU report. At most, if you are lucky, it can be tabled within the Portfolio Committee on Police as well. So us waiting for that report, we may actually wait for a much longer time, because also the board chairperson on that day, Mamkoyam, said they had asked and they had only gotten a proclamation, I think, by the way she was speaking, it was as if it was just most recently. So that means the investigation is in its initial stages. And knowing the nature of SIU investigations, that might take time. So what I wanted to just say is, why can't we put a recommendation that says the board chairperson must give the committee a separate report, their own assessment of Autopex, identify the challenges, identify the risks which are there, like their own kind of, you know, you do and almost an overview of the entire subsidiary. And when it comes to the committee, then in that way, when we receive it, it's a document of the Portfolio Committee that we can perhaps take action on and then move forward. And then once we've receive the document, we make recommendations directly to the Minister of Transport, because SIU, it has so many channels that will need to be considered.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I think Honorable Mang and Honorable Mabena's sentiments around the investigation are partly what I wanted to touch on, but my question would have been, who must then undertake the investigation should we make that recommendation? But Honorable Mabena has touched on the issue of the SIU and also made a point on us tasking them the board chairperson.
to then undertake a separate investigation so that we can then have an idea of how deep the situation is. However, Honorable Chairperson, from the advocate's sentiment in terms of the harshness in terms of recommendations that we can make, I want to make the point, because it's also something that I analyzed when we had entities last week reporting, and how we wanted to almost loosely use the word baby these entities. Yes, it's not our job to do so. These are people that have got responsibilities just like all of us. The recommendations that we make must be based on what we receive from them. Whether harsh or not, there must be recommendations nonetheless. And when we make a recommendation as solid as saying that a subsidiary of an entity must be put under business rescue, which has then led us to the discussion of perhaps that is harsh. But if it is a recommendation that can be taken by the committee based on what the report or the presentation from that particular subsidiary was, then it should be accepted as a recommendation from us as a committee, if the committee, of course, agrees. But I don't agree that we must check whether the recommendations are hard or not. The recommendations are based on what is presented to us and what we receive and what we read. Whether they are harsh or not, that should be something that secondary. We make these recommendations, they go to whoever they need to go to. They can then say whether they agree or don't agree, and then we can then also can apply our mind in that regard. Thank you.
We are all in unison in that. Okay. So the recommendation as amended is that the brother should, in the body of the chairperson, conduct a report and report back to this committee when it comes to AutoPEX. The issue of the oversight will be packaged aside with others that needs to be packaged for our own consumption. Right? Which is the other one which we needed to take a decision about? RIDA. Road Accident Fund. RAF. RAF. No, I'm not saying it's... I'm saying it's RAF. Okay. Let me hear, so that you don't summarize me, I summarize you. I can see you're beginning to summarize me instead of me summarizing you. I think in this issue, as I understand it, after the presentation, there was an issue that we needed to tackle. For example, the issue of the money getting to its rightful recipients after some time, and that does not assist the recipients, right? So the time taken processing this should actually be looked into and ensure that when people claim money is there. That's the first issue that we dealt with. Number two, there was a presentation from one of the members which was not challenged that no, that is not, this is not RAF, that is ARTO, okay, I'm just clearing my mind. Number two was, when it comes to RAF, there was a feeling that as the presentation was made that there are two processes with it, that is the a claim of the fund using legal means and a direct claiming. there was a feeling that it should be lucrative or advantageous for the claimant or the recipient to be able to claim directly without involving attorneys and so forth. And we should monitor that we enable that process to be an advantageous process. We did not say we want to stop claiming by the attorneys. We said they must work it in such a way that we encourage our people to claim directly and they are treated, and it's easy for them to do that. Am I capturing it correctly? And there was an issue that the department itself raised, and we did not seem to be opposing it. In fact, the view was that we should try and have a way of curbing what the legal minds can actually claim as they do, they can get as they do the claims. You still remember that?
Yes.
The cabin.
It was not the department, it was raised by me.
It was raised by you?
Yes, but the department was not worthwhile to me.
No. I'm saying it was raised by the department. You augmented it, and I'll tell you how. The presenter kept on saying 10 billion goes to legal fees, and this is a problem that we want to tackle it. He kept saying that himself before we got in. As we got in, then we then brought the issue of KEBI. I'm just summarizing the whole issue. They may not have said KEBI, but they raised the matter that there's a problem here. So we agreed that that should be kept. Am I correct? Are we fine with that? Any other issue on this one that I've not raised or left out? Honorable Member Mabena?
Thank you so much, Chair. I think one other issue that came out, perhaps maybe we can make as part of our recommendation so that we can see how far we can get with it. Collins Litswana once also mentioned, but perhaps that it was bordering on the space of legislation, or how feasible is it, where you could create almost some sort of a tribunal of some sort, where you get the medical practitioners as well as the legal fraternity, wherein wherein the cases must not end up in the at the High Court first, but whereas if a claimant claims, and then there's a medical certificate that comes from a medical practitioner, and then RAF disputes the amount that is being claimed, and then there's no back and forth process where they can both go to that tribunal that would be created, and then those disputes could almost be settled. But the challenge there would be, can the tribunal have the status of a high court? Because even if a tribunal makes a recommendation, says maybe, okay, RAF are wrong, or the claimant is right, or say the claimant is wrong, RAF is right, it doesn't stop any two of the parties from pursuing the matter through litigation to the High Court. Because you are trying to, because remember, we're saying that we're having a challenge with the legal fees, which are there, and also, in part, is that many of the RAF, where the cases end up in court, like they would go to Centurion where there is a backlog, but someone is from Cape Town to claim, but then you find that most of the disputes are settled on the steps of the High Court before the case actually comes in. So the portfolio court, maybe we can investigate and check how feasible is it, or how can that structure be done, and in keeping with the constitution and everything else that is there. Maybe we can make that as part of the recommendation.
Honorable Hansing and Honorable noluchungo.
Che, can I recommend a three-liner, three sentences on this? And it's, there are financial challenges with the Road Accident Fund, there's a huge backlog in claims, change is needed, RABS is not the only solution, and amendments to the current Road Accident Fund could address the needed changes. That's it.
If Yabo was here, I would just check with him whether that is fine, but since you are known, I think that's it. Okay, let's go here, Honorable Monsieur.
Thank you, Chair. I was also going to take on the issue of REPs being in financial, REPs being in financial difficulties, and therefore we should try and avoid setting up structures that would demand more money from the fiscals. My recommendation would be, if you look at how insurance companies deal with loss of, you know, of accidents, I want us to go back to the issue of cabbing, where you would say, loss of an eye, this is the amount that is being paid, loss of an arm, and so forth. I think let us look at how insurance companies are operating and try and look at those recommendations. Thank you.
Can we take that summary of Honorable Hansinger and nourish it with what we have said earlier on? Agreed?
Yes,
agreed. Any other outstanding matter that we need to deal with in this meeting, Advocate? Valerie and your team?
Also,
yes.
I think this one was not left out as well. I think one other issue that Collins also mentioned was there isn't any need for lump sum that need to be paid to the claimants, where you can structure it in such a way that it is paid over time, so that you can also kill the legal costs on this, because that's the way you curb the legal costs, and then you can also arrest the issue of spending money on legal. So I think as part of the committee's recommendation as well, how feasible that is, where you can these things can be paid over time.
Advocate?
Chair, if I may, just on the point that the Honourable Mavina raised, as well as the concern regarding the limits that can be claimed for, all of those issues are addressed in the RAPS law, and they are recommended in the RAPS law. The tribunal is one of the sections that the committee in the previous administration proposed. The limit or not paying lump sums is in there, and this is where I'm finding it a little bit difficult, because the argument for the recommendations are content of RAPS, but the view is that RAPS is not the only solution. So, Chair, this is where it makes it very difficult for us to bring that, because there's, again, different views in the committee. I don't know if Chair would prefer that members are given time to caucus and come with the resolutions on Thursday, and then we move the adoption, if we can, to the program next week, because we'll still be in time, I believe. Valerie can just clarify. And then members can get their input from their constituencies or their parties. Because we are in a bit of a hard space to try and get clarity from what the committee wants, because it has to be the committee's recommendations.
Okay.
Honorable Anderson? Jay, if I can recommend around the Road Accident Fund and RABS bill, that we steer away from detail, because that's where the pitfalls are, because I would want us to get agreement on this. And if I can propose that we simply stick with that we recognize the financial challenges with the Road Accident Fund as an entity. We also recognize that there's a huge backlog on claims and change is needed, and that we do welcome the acknowledgement that RABS is indeed not seen as the only solution, but that amendments to the current Road Accident Fund Act will be considered, should be considered. can be considered, whatever the acceptable phrase would be, but that we stick with that, just to move on and that we have progress.
Chair, thank you. I think while I was following my colleague there, he sort of lost me when he brings two pieces of legislation. The Road Accident Fund Act, which I believe is an existing act, and the proposed RAPS. Now, I'm wary of us pushing it very fast now. Maybe we should lean towards, or rather I'm leaning towards what the advocate is saying, to say give us time to look at this thing and we come up with a more structured thing. Obviously the input of the colleague there is pushing us in a certain direction, but again, as I always like to make myself vulnerable, I will be vulnerable again and say I have not looked at the provisions of RAPS, because what advocate is saying, what we are recommending is already taken care of out there, so what would be the purpose of us recommending something that is already there? So if that is correct, which I'm unable to confirm whether it's correct or not because of my own shortcomings in getting to that legislation, which I accept my vulnerability, it might well be that rather push that piece of legislation to enforce what we are recommending. But now there is the possibility of amending the Road Traffic Act. And again, I'm wary of saying amend the Road Traffic Act without being specific. We must be able, if that is what we are recommending, Honorable Hunsinger, to say this section of the Road Traffic Act amend to this way, and in that way we will get this answer. So having said all that, I'm recommending, Chair, that we lean towards the advice of the advocate, give us time, take into consideration what Honorable Hunsinger has said, and let's apply our minds and come back with a more solid recommendation. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, maybe I don't understand what is being discussed. Because now, if there is a proposal of amendment of the Act, it means people have made research and see its importance. But what I don't understand is then is when we are coming with specifics. If we can say it must be amended, it means there are processes that must be followed to amend that will make this act to be amended. We can't do that because there are processes. After those processes, is then that we can say, yes, this must be amended, be amended, and this must include it or not include it. Because there is a need. We have seen the challenges. On the issue of Thursday, as we are discussing, I think 15 minutes will be short. I think we can start earlier than that. We can just suggest if we can start at 12:30 or 12:30, because if we can start at 12:45, the plenary is at 3. Is it 2 or 3? If it's 2, let us start earlier.
I think there's a proposal on the table that we may even do finalize on Tuesday. Allow presentations and members who still wants to do some more reading. But in the meantime, I don't see any major issue if you take that temporarily. What Honorable Hunsinger put it on the table here, and on Tuesday when we meet, put some meat, alter, and adopt. Can we agree? Thank you very much. Mr. Van, what is that, plaque here by Ecom Van? Who was cut? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can see that's meant that what Africans can is but Marseille are Africans. Huh? Hot.
Thank you.
This matter is closed. Can we quickly deal with minutes? The inputs, if we have inputs, members, I think we should not wait for Tuesday, ne? Can we send our inputs?
Yes.
So that we see where we need to try and tweak. Inputs by tomorrow.
Yes.
As we meet, there shouldn't be any reason why inputs came on a Sunday when I'm in church. Because I won't read them. Come again.
My suggestion is Thursday morning, 9 o'clock, latest submission, please, Chair.
Okay.
Please indulge me.
All right. So we won't be sitting Thursday. Yeah. For this meeting of. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. All right, let's do Thursday morning. I don't know what's the reason, but seemingly Thursday morning seems to be supported. Thank you. You see, I'm a good chairperson, Ms. D. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you. Your indulgence is highly appreciated.
Okay, let's deal with minutes quickly. Minutes of the 17th. That's where we should be. As we speak, there is a mover for adoption.
Seconded by me, Chair.
Seconded. Done. Right. Minutes of the 8th. Let's go. Any mover? Honorable Anzinger.
Thank you, Chair. I want to refer you to page 6 and page 7 and page 8 and page 9. It's about the sentence right at the top which says copies of documents are available on request from the secretary to the committee and the content thereof is available, is therefore not repeated here. My question is, shouldn't it be that copies are available from the secretary of the committee? Because by the sound of it, it sounds like it's only available to the committee. After adoption, it becomes a public document, and certainly then everything should be available to the person that requests and not necessarily only to the committee. So what I'm suggesting is that the word to be changed to of, so that it reads that copies of the documents on request from the secretary of the committee and the content thereof is therefore not repeated here, and that should be applied to every section where this bold sentence is noted. In other words, on the second part of page 6, page 7, page 8 and page 9 of this minute.
Oh yeah. Okay. With that, can we adopt?
Yeah.
Seconded. Thank you very much. And then minutes of October the 9th. Venue of the meeting. Max Building 314. Am I correct? Yeah, third floor, Max Building. I can even tell you the agenda. Okay, let's see, Honorable Anzinger.
Chair, same as what I referred to also, that the word to be changed to of, and that on pages 4, 5, and 6 of the document, so that it reads that the documents would be available upon request from the secretary of the committee, not to the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Yes. In other words, you are fighting for the public to have access to information.
So it's under that.
Yeah, I can see. Thank you, Akbar Liedes. Can we have a mover? Moved by Honorable Luchungu and supported Suzanne Befell, Van Agbareliet Mangu. Thank you. Also told by the Einde van Yerli Verhaderen Gekom. Thank you, Baya, for all the moeite. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. We shall see each other on Tuesday, 10 o'clock. Tuesday, 10 o'clock. Thank you very much. Tuesday.